Hi, everyone, and welcome to our Good Friday morning gathering here at SDC Sheffield. Good Friday is the day in Holy Week when we remember the crucifixion and death of Jesus. In certain parts of the worldwide church, it's known by another name, Holy Friday, Great Friday, and in some places, Black Friday. This is to signify a day of mourning, and it's not to be confused with the now chaotic post-Thanksgiving modern shopping extravaganza which came out of the US and has now reached these shores, some would say sadly. For Christians, it's a time of reflection and the retelling of the Good Friday story in the Bible. And if you can find time today, now I know if you've got children that are at home today, finding time is a miracle, I fully understand that. But if you can sneak a few minutes, do try and read Luke chapter 23. All through Holy Week, we've been looking at Luke's account on the last week of the life of Jesus. So Luke 23 is the account of the trial and the death and the burial of Jesus. I've read this scripture many times and it's still sober reading for me. But five verses in particular to consider this morning. I'm going to read from Luke chapter 23. Verses 44 to 48, and I'm going to read it from the New International Version of the Bible. Luke 23 and verse 44 says this. It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. For the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." When all the people who had gathered to witness this saw what had took place, they beat their breasts and went away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, sober reading indeed. Our theme this Holy Week has been that of faith. And today, in reflection on those verses and the whole of the Good Friday story, our theme is faith and sadness. Let me remind you of verse 48, the last verse. The people around Jesus, this is what the New International Version says, they beat their breasts. Another version, the Message Bible, says this, they were overcome with grief. And the Passion Translation of the Bible really brings it home when it says they were overcome with deep sorrow. We read earlier in that chapter in verse 26 about the women who were following Jesus as he carried his cross. We read that they were, quote, wailing in sorrow. Quite simply, these people were sad. Now, who's this? Yes, it's Mr. Sad. There he is. Again, some people say, a little bit of a resemblance to the vicar. Some may disagree with that, including the vicar. Mr. Sad helps grown-ups explain to children that it's okay to be sad. And it's a good lesson for grown-ups as well. It's okay to be sad. Sometimes when we're grown-ups, we think it's not. That we've got to be strong all the time and not show our sadness at all. Good Friday could really be called Sad Friday, because it's a day for us all to express sadness. Yes, sadness for all that Jesus suffered on our behalf on this day, the trial, the beatings, the crucifixion, his burial, but also sadness in our own lives. Not just sadness we carry today, but sadness we carry from the past in our lives. And we all do. At this moment of this national crisis, we are all living in a time of sadness and loss at this moment. Normal life, as we knew it, has gone. It's just slightly bizarre every day, isn't it? The life we now live. Now, it's temporary. It's not going to be forever. Life will return to some kind of normality, perhaps not the same as it was previously. But this will not last forever. But you know, it's okay to feel sad about this loss of our normal life. Not being able to see friends. Not being able to connect with people, go to our jobs and see our colleagues. And as a church family, we would normally have gathered every evening in our church, in our worship area, in the atmosphere which has been set now over so many years. They're extraordinary, the evening meditations. And we haven't done that. And we would usually now, at this moment, be in church experiencing our Good Friday all-age gathering, ready for the hot cross buns at the end. And we aren't. Our online church gatherings have been and will continue to be a great blessing to all of us, and we're so grateful for that. But it's not the same, is it? And it's okay to admit that. It's good, but it's not the same. Here's a picture I want to show you, if I can get this up on the screen. And it's a picture which was taken some time ago, but I wanted to get this one up here. I don't know if you can see this on the screen. Let's try and turn it round a little bit. There you go. If you can see that. That is a picture of our worship area. Maybe a bit better on that side. There we go. It's a picture of our worship area in church. And it makes us sad not to be in there. It makes me sad not to be in there. As I said at the beginning of Holy Week, this is definitely not the Holy Week and Easter that I and Tricia and I had planned, and many of you had planned. I know people have written in saying to us that we're so missing church. We're so missing seeing our friends in that place. A place we got used to when we took for granted for many, many, many years. And all of a sudden, it's not there. And we're sad. But you know, the Bible knows about sadness. Many of the Psalms are kind of the songbook of the Bible, the Old Testament. They express sadness, or the term lament. Terms like, oh, God, why? Why, oh God, have you let this happen? Why is this happening to us? And it's okay to be sad, because as followers of Jesus, we know that the Lord understands our sadness. Not only that, he's with us in our sadness, but even more, dear friends, he lifts us out of our sadness. How does he do it? Here it is. It's faith in Jesus. Remember faith? Trust. That's what the word means. Divine persuasion. Faith is God speaking to us about himself. Here I am. Trust me. I am God. Faith in Jesus gives us hope. And hope brings us out of sadness and despair. Heavenly hope is the God-given light at the end of the dark tunnel of sadness. Let me say that again. Heavenly hope is the God-given light at the end of the dark tunnel of sadness. I've been drawn this week, actually, to Psalm 35. And I want to read this psalm, just this one verse, Psalm 43. I beg your pardon, Psalm 43 and verse 5. And I'm going to read this to you now. This is from the Message Bible. And it says this: Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. I love that verse. It's been resonating around in me. And I want to read you this version of it from the Passion Translation. I know many of you are reading the Passion Translation. If not, do get hold of one. We read the NIV and there's the King James and there's the Message Bible. But the Passion Translation is a great translation. It says this. Psalm 43 and verse 5 says this. Then I will say to my soul, don't be discouraged. Don't be disturbed. For I fully expect my Saviour God to break through for me. Then I'll have plenty of reasons to praise him all over again. Wow, I love that one. The disciples were so sad when Jesus died. And many people today are experiencing sadness and grief at the moment. Trish and I were looking at TV yesterday. We don't watch the news a lot now, but just caught a back end of a bulletin. It just broke our hearts to see the grief that people are experiencing as in hospitals and care homes. And it's just heartbreaking, isn't it? It's real grief. And it's as if you want to beat your breast. What is happening here, God? Many people are like that at the moment. And many people are looking for hope. And dear friends, dear wonderful church family at SDC, we have this hope in Jesus. You see, the sadness of Good Friday will become the joy of Easter Day. Not yet, but it is coming. Resurrection is coming. Until that time, remember this truth which has been expressed all week, and it's this: whatever the circumstances, and on this Good Friday, this sad Friday, when we rightly feel sad, remember, our God has overcome. Here's a prayer for this Good Friday. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Good Friday. Thank you that you say it's okay to be sad. And thank you that on Good Friday we can bring our sadness to you in our lives now and sadnesses that we hold from the past, because you know what it's like to be sad. And thank you for your promise that you take our sadness and replace it with your hope and your joy. Amen.